were continuing all the tefillos that these great Amoraim would say after they finished davening, were four lines down Yud Zayin Aleph. It ends with the word Rebbe on the fourth line. Rebbe Alexandri Batsosolzim Rechel. Rebbe Alexandri, after he finished davening, said the following: "Here is some Vanechashem Lekinish. Tamidina Bekaron Oira. You should stand me in a corner filled with light. Tamidina Bekaron Chashecha. Don't allow me to be in a corner filled with darkness. Don't let ourselves be sad. Don't let our eyes be darkened." Some say that was Rabbi Amnuna that said that. Rabbi Alexandri Batsosolzim Rechel. He would say the following: "Boy, no, Master of the world, go to Vanechashem Ritzonin Lasuzonka. Our will is to do your will. Mima Akev, who stops us, or should be Isa the Shibun Malchius? It's the Satan and the fact that we're in under other governments. Here's what Vanechash Tatsun Yadam, you should save us from their hands. Venashu Lasos, Kulkevit, Venecha, Belov of Shalom. We should come back to do what you want us to do with a full heart. Rava, number 10, Basel Sulam Rahi, you've said the following. Elokai, Achel Sati Nechirai, before I was created, I'm not even worth it. Vashan Sati, now that I was created, it's like I wasn't even created. Often Bechai Vacham was home myself. See, I was dirt in my lifetime, I'm going to be even more so during my death. I mean, I'm like a Kli. A vessel that's filled with embarrassment and shame. Yours of Vanechashem Lakai. Shallow Akhata, I should never sin again. Mashrazul Vanechem Rechem Rabim. That which I've sinned in front of you, you should erase with your great Rachem Avaloy, Yisurin Vachalayim Rahim, but not through Yisurin, terrible travails and bad sicknesses. Vahinu Vidoy, the Rav Amnuna Zuti, Biyom Kippur, and that's the Vidoy, the Rav Amnuna Zuti, did on Yom Kippur, and that's exactly what we say at the end of our Vidoy during the Tefillos of Shemona Esrei of Yom Kippur. Mar Bredo Ravina Kevim Sam Tolz Yom Rachi, Mar Bredo Ravina, after he finishes davening, he said the following, and this is what we do. Elokai, my God, Nitzor Lashon Yom Rachi, keep my tongue from saying anything of a Sosami Dabri Mir, my lips from speaking out bad things, and to those who curse me, my soul should be silent, and now she Kippur Lokotia should be dirt to everybody around. Pasakli Bizar Sech, open up my heart to your Toyo Mitzos, Sechat of Nashi, chase after your Mitzos, Tazilimi Pegarab me. You should save me from bad things that happen from the Yitzhar, from bad women, and from all terrible things that could happen in the world. Anybody who thinks badly against me, destroy their eitzes. Get rid of all their thoughts. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart go in front of you, my rock and my goel, my redeemer. Awesome. That's number 11. When he was sitting and fasting, after he davened, he would say the following. At a time when the base mitzvah was around, a person would sit and bring a korban, but then we would only bring his fat, its fat and its blood, and that would be a kapara. Now I sat in the tent, I no longer have all my fat and all my blood. You should be like I brought on top of the mizbech, and you should give me your will, give me your what ratzon. And we do say that at the end of a fast day. Look at the end of Shemona Esrei by Mincha. Rabbi Yochanan Kavim Sam Sifrei Iyov. When he finished the Sefer of Iyov, Amar Halki would say the following: "So Adonai Musa Behemah L'Shchita. Every man is going to die. Every behemah is going to be shechted. Rakolim Yisaimom. There, everybody's going to die. Ashmi Yirkal B'Torah V'Malo B'Torah. Happy is a person who grew up in Torah V'Malo B'Torah. He said Nachas Ruach LiYotzer. Right, he does a Nachas Ruach for his Yotzer, for his Creator. Vigdal B'Shem Tov Nifter B'Shem Tov Mina Ilom. And he was raised with a good name, and he died with a good name for the world of Allah. Amar Shalom Yaitov Shem Mishma Tov V'Yom Amelves Miyom Hivaldo. Good is a good name, better than the best oil. And the day of death is better than the day of birth." Okay, that's number 13. Number 14, Margul Pum de Rabban. Rabbi Meir used to say the following: "Gom Rabbi Cholav Avchav Vachol Nafshecha Ladas Es Darki Belishkal Davsei Torah Rasi. Learn with all of your heart and all your soul to know my ways and to knock on the doors of my Torah. And the Torah Rasi Belivecha, keep my Torah in your heart. V'Naga Einecha V'Neged Einecha Tia Yerasi. Let my ear be opposite you. Shmor Picha Mekulchet. Stop yourself from sinning. V'Tarvei Kadosh Atzmo Hamakul Hashem V'Avon. Keep yourself and be Matar yourself and sanctify yourself from anything bad, and I'll be with you no matter what." And there was something that the Rabbanu Yavne used to say: "I'm a creation, and my friends are creations. I used to work in the city of Umalachta Basada. He worked in the field. I would get up early to go to work, and he doesn't get involved with my work. I don't get involved with his work. I'm doing a lot, and he's doing only a little. As long as you have kavanah l'shem shemayim, it doesn't matter how much you do, as long as you do it for the right reason." Number 16, Margul Pumi Abaye. This is what the Abaye used to say: "A person should be tricky when it comes to Yiras Hashem. A soft answer is going to turn away much wrath. A person should have a lot of shalom with his brothers, with his relatives, and with anybody. Even with Nachu B'Shuk, even a non-Jew in a Shuk. That he'll be loved above, desired down below, and he'll be accepted upon everybody. No one ever said hello to Rabbi Yochum Zakai first, even a non-Jew in the Shuk, he always said hello first. Number 17 and our second to last one. Margul Pumi to Rava. Rava used to say, "Tachlis Chachma Tshuva Meisen Tovim." The greatest purpose of all Chachma is to do Tshuva and have good deeds. Adam Kari Vishonu Boi Ba'aviv V'Imo. A person should not read and learn Torah, and then afterward kick his father and his mother or Rabbo and his Rebbe Mishu Gadol Menu B'Chol Menu and somebody else is greater than when it comes to wisdom and numbers. Shomer Ishus calling here, Hashem Seichel Tov L'Chosem. It's a good Seichel for everybody who does. La'osim L'Nemar La'osehem, to those who do them. La'osim L'Shma V'La'osim Sholoshma, to those who do it L'Shma V'Choloser Sholoshma. Noach L'Sholin Nivra. If you're doing something L'Shma, you might as well not be born. Maglo Pumidu Rav, in our final one, Rav, you say Lokol Mazalav Abba. This world is not like that world. Olam Abba In V'Lo Achiv V'Lo Shiv V'Lo Pir V'Rev V'Lo Masam Matam V'Lo Kim V'Lo Sinu V'Lo Tachros. In Olam Abba, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no puravu, there's no business, there's no jealousy, there's no hatred, there's no tachros, there's no anger at other people. Desiring for what other people have, tzaddikim yoshim v'atrosem b'rashem. Rather, the tzaddikim are sitting; their crowns around their head. Been enemies in v'shchina, they benefit from the glory of the shchina. Shem yachzol l'kim v'yochlo v'yishtu. They see Hakadosh Baruch Hu and they eat and they drink. Two dots. Gedol avtachos shdivichon Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim yosim v'nashim. The promise that God made for women is actually greater than what He gives for men. Shem nashim shananos, these tranquil women. Kumana shamana koli, get up and listen to my voice. Benos b'tchoyis, you daughters who are assured, has anyone else to listen to my what I say? So the word it says benos b'tchoyis. How are they zocher to get olam haba if they don't learn as much? Because they bring their children to shul. They allow their men to learn in the base medrash. They wait for their husbands until they come back home. Those are the three things that they're zocher in. When the rabbis would leave from the base medrash of Rabbi Ami, some say from Rabbi Chanina's academy, they would say the following: may you see olam haba in this world in your lifetime, and in the end you should then get olam haba. Your hope should be for many generations. Your heart should speak out with all understanding. Your mouth should speak out wisdom. And your tongue should speak out all these songs. Your eyelids should be straight in front of you. You should be lit up with the light of Torah. Your face should be shining like the shining of the sky. Your lips should speak out this das. And your insides should be singing out all these praises. Your feet should run to hear the words of the Ancient of All Days. Okay, so that's that. That's all the awesome stuff in there. That's what they would say when they would leave. Kavim mitzvah rabbanon v'rev chista, when they would leave the academy of chista, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, some say from the academy of Shmuel bar Nachmani, and we're like, this is what they said. Alufeinu misubalim, all of our thousands, they should be filled with all the great things out there. It says v'chulu. Alufeinu misubalim, what does that mean? Rav Shmuel v'ramla Rav Yochum Rav Elash, achanma alufeinu b'toyro, misubalim b'mitzos, we should be thousands in Torah, we should be filled and wrapped in mitzos. Chanma alufeinu b'toyro b'mitzos, misubalim b'yisurim. There all should be something that has to do with yisurim, so that we get everything in this world and not in the next world. Turn the page, we're in Yud Zayin Amabez. Ein Peretz, there should be no breach. Our posse, our group, should not be like the posse of David. The group of David came from that. It shouldn't be like Shol. Doi came from there. Shouldn't be like Elisha. Gehazi came from there. There were some pretty horrible people that came from there. Doi, Achitofel, and Gehazi don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. We should not be like any of them. Berchovo, Seinu, in our streets. Shouldn't be a single ben or a talmid that cooks his food in public and eats it in public. That was considered a disgusting thing. Shimu Eli Abi Relev. This is the two dots about six lines down, seven lines down. And I'm a base. Shimulai Abi Relev, all those who are strong of heart, listen to me. Harachokim Mitzaku are so far away from Zaku, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Lazar, it's Machlux, Rabbi Shmuel, or Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Lazar, Chanam Rakolo, and Kulun, Nizan, Mitzaku, Vahim, Nizan, Mizroa. Some say, right, one of them says, that the entire world gets their Mizainus because they give Tzedakah. And that's the idea through the Tzidkus of Akarish Baruch. I shouldn't say because they give Tzedakah, because of the Tzidkus of Akarish Baruch. But these guys get it because of their own Schus. That's how awesome they are. Chanam Rakolo, and Kulun, Nizan, Mizkusan. Everybody gets their parnasa because of their schos. But these people, they don't get any schos, and even their own schos is not enough for themselves. Statement of Rav Yudom Rav. Every single day, there's a baskol that goes out from Har Chorev, from Har Sinai, and it says, all of the world is getting parnasa because of Rechanina ben Doisa, my child. My son, it's enough for him to have a kav, it's a very small amount, 24 eggs worth of caribs every Erev Shabbos. If you ever had a carib before, you understand why that's a crazy, crazy bad thing. But that actually argues in Rav Yehuda. You know what the Biri Lev are? The Biri Lev are not referring to great tzaddikim who are learning Torah the whole time. They're referring to these stupid govoyim. It was the name of a certain nation above. We've never had a single ger from these govoyim, and he can't understand why. I'll tell you, the people of Masa Machasia, that's where Rav Ashi lived, they're also a Biri Lev to Kach Twice a year, they saw the covet of the Torah of people coming to go learn during the times of Nisan and Tishrei. None of them will turn into Gerim. I don't understand what they're thinking. So those are the what we call Birulev. So it's the exact opposite of what we're saying above that Birulev with the great Tzaddik. Chosen Imro Talikro. So if he wants to read, he can read. So wait a second. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is saying you shouldn't read. So he's choshesh that a person is going to be gaivedik. The Rabbanan are not choshesh for gaivedikness. Well, we hear the exact opposite. Now we learn in a mission makom shnagul lasos malacha tishbav. In a place where they're nohig to do malacha on tishbav, they go ahead and do it. Makom shnagul shlo lasos say nosin. But if in a place where you don't do malacha on tishbav, okay, then don't do it. But talmidei chachamim are always batal. Rishon gamaliel olam yasa kol adam asasma b'talmid chacham. Be like a talmid chacham. So clearly, we're not worried about your rab because he's telling you to be like a talmid chacham and not to work on tishbav. Kasher rabbanan rabbanan, where the rabbanan up above. Or by our case, the Rabbanan are not worried about Gaiva, and over here they're saying, you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. So we're obviously Chayish Liyura. Because Rav Shimon Gamaliel over here is saying, we're worried, we don't want you to be like a Talmud Chacham. And over here he's saying, no, you can make yourself into a Talmud Chacham. So what's going on? Rav Yochum Machlav Zeshita, you're right, we got to switch it around completely. Don't switch around. Kriyashma, since everybody's reading, and the Chassan is also reading with them, it doesn't look like Gaiva because the Chassan is just reading along with them. But over here, on Tisha B'Av, where everybody is doing work, the Ulo Kavid, and he's not doing work on Tisha B'Av, that looks like Gaiva, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. Also, so here's the idea. So by Shema, it's Talu and Kavana. We know that there's no way he's going to have Kavana, and therefore you can't fake it. But over there, by the case of what's it called, by the case of doing work on Tisha B'Av, right? Malachu Deinlo, yeah, look, maybe he doesn't have any work to do. That people aren't going to say, Haroa, somebody who sees him is not going to say, like, oh, wow, he's not doing work because he's a Talmud Chacham. They're going to think he's not doing work because he doesn't have work. Aren't there a lot of people that are bottle and sitting in the shuk doing nothing? So therefore, there's no Raya. They could hold, like, there's no Chush for you or here, but there is there, and so too when it comes to Kriyashma. We finished at the second parak, third parak. So the mission starts off and says, somebody who has a mace placed in front of Potter from Kriyashma and Tefillin, and Tefillin, and Kol Mitzvah Zumra B'Torah. He's Potter from saying Kriyashma, from davening, from Tefillin, and from all Mitzvahs Zumra B'Torah. It seems right now that we're talking about somebody who is an Onain, who's trying to bury the dead, and that's why he's Potter from all Mitzvahs. If you're carrying the coffin, and those who are going to trade in with them, and those who are trading for them, there are people in front of the coffin and people behind the coffin. Those who are in front of the coffin, right, if they need them, well, then they're Potter, because they might be used at any moment. Those who are behind the coffin, and the coffin is going forward, if we need them, then they're chayiv, right? Even though we need them, they're still going to be chayiv in kriyashma, because they can get out of it for a little bit. But everybody is potter from Shmoneh Esrei, because Shmoneh Esrei, you have to stand in place. And if you stand in place, you're going to lose everybody else, and they need everybody there. Kavruz HaMeis HaChazu. So let's say they buried the dead, and they came back. If you're able to start kriyashma and daven and finish before they get to the lines for the avelim to come back, then yaschilu, then do it. That's great. But if you can't do it in time, then don't even start. Only b'shura, those who are standing in the line, hapanim in peturim, v'achitzonu chayavim. Those who are on the inside are patur in kriyashma because they can see them. Those who are on the outside who can't be seen, they're chayiv because what are they doing? Nobody's going to see them anyway. And then we're going to see the next part of that mission is going to be later on in Chaf Amud Aleph. Says Gemara, mutol lefan avin she'enu mutol lefan avlo. It seems like we're talking about where the mace is mamish there in front of you. But if it's not there in front of you, then you don't have to worry. V'raminu, we have a sira, mish mace mutol lefan avlo, ocha b'vayis echad. Somebody who has a mace mutal in front of him, if he's standing right there in front of you, or he's right there in front of you, ochel b'yisacher, he can eat in another house. Let's say there is no other house, ochel b'yischaver, then he can eat in somebody else's house. B'imel b'yischaver, if he doesn't have another house, so again, if he's got the mace right there, so you got to eat somewhere else in another house of yours. If you don't have another house, you know, whatever, then eat by somebody else's house. B'imel b'yischaver, os mechitza v'ochel, then just make a mechitza and eat in the same room. B'imel dover lasos mechitza, if you have nothing to make a mechitza, maser panav v'ochel, then you know what? Turn your face and eat the other way. You can't lean, you can't eat meat, you can't drink wine, and you can't make a bracha, and you can't do zimun. Nowadays, since the Chevra Kedisha usually takes the body, or the person's in the hospital, whatever it is, this is barely shayach. But it does happen for somebody who's in the room with the mace itself. You have to eat in another room, or have your face the other way, whatever it is, and you shouldn't eat certain things. Eim v'orchon lav, regarding this onin, says Yud Chesman Alev, Eim v'orchon lav, you can't make a bracha, right? And obviously, nobody has to make a bracha for him, because again, he's potter. They're not mezamin for him. O potter me kreish me tefillin, he's potter. Kriyat Shema Tefillah Tefillin, and from all mitzvahs written in the Torah. Or b'Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, Mesiv Ochel, he is allowed to lean and eat. Basar, he can eat meat. V'shos Yain, he can drink wine. Mevorachim Mezamin Mevorachim Alav. Mezamin Alav, he makes brachos. He can make zimun. They bench for him, and they can be mezamin for him. L'chayv b'chol mitzvahs v'Torah, and he's chayv in all mitzvahs merus v'Torah. Rishon Gamliel Omer, Rishon Gamliel says, mitokshim chayv elu and chayv kulin. If you're chayv in that, you're chayv in everything. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Abinayu, what's the difference? Tasha Amita given out. The question is, can he be together with his wife? Can he do Dvarim Shevetzina? The Tanakhama says he should not. Rishon Gamliel says he could. Okay, we'll stop right here. About 8 lines down, 9 lines down, Yud Chesed Aleph.